Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 816, Why the Biggest Loser is Turning Us into Losers, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday and a very happy Labor Day to you if you're in the U.S. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. And we have 5 shows where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. So before we get to Steve's post, I want to share with you a quick intro story. I used to work as a health educator for a large medical organization here in the US, and as part of being a health educator, I would instruct classes to help people lose weight. And I remember when The Biggest Loser first came out. The patients I was educating, they started to ask, well, why can't we do something like that? Why can't we have a competition to see who loses the most weight, just like The Biggest Loser? And let's just say I wish I had Steve's post that I'm about to read to you back then, because then I could just say, here, read this. But this time, I'm going to read it for you. So let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Why the Biggest Loser is Turning Us into Losers, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. The Biggest Loser is an inspiring hour of television in which severely overweight people shed their extra pounds in a very short amount of time. The idea is that we think, hey, if they can lose that much weight, maybe I can too. But the New York Times dug into what happens to many contestants from the show after filming ends. The results weren't good. Quote, out of 14 contestants studied, 13 have regained weight. 4 contestants are heavier today than they were before the competition began. End quote. When we combine this with another recent study that showed, quote, the chance of returning to a normal weight after becoming obese is only 1 in 210 for men and 1 in 124 for women over a year. End quote. So things look a bit gloomy. Why are these people struggling to maintain their lost weight, or even gaining back more weight than they lost in the first place? Is there a solution that works, or are we essentially screwed? Here's why The Biggest Loser is churning out losers, and how we can win instead. Temporary fixes don't last. Duh. Why is The Biggest Loser so unsuccessful for most contestants on the show in the long term? Think of it like a giant diet or detox lasting 5 to 7 months. These are contestants, clearly battling biology, genetics, potential depression, and other issues, but then also have every resource and financial incentive to lose as much weight as quickly as possible. Before they got onto the show, the dark forces fighting for Team Unhealthy were far stronger. Then, the show adds a ton of power, a ridiculous amount, to Team Health. Listen to this story about one contestant. Quote, sequestered on The Biggest Loser ranch with the other contestants, Mr. Cahill exercised 7 hours a day, burning 8 to 9,000 calories, according to a calorie tracker the show gave him. He took electrolyte tablets to help replace the salts he lost through sweating, consuming many fewer calories than before. End quote. And this is why as soon as the show stops and you remove one side of this equation, meaning all the temporary incentives to be healthy, these people are tossed right back into their old environment and ways of life. Think of it like taking a heroin addict, washing them out in an extreme detox facility for 6 months with every resource available and a major financial bonus if they stay clean, and then sticking them back in their old environment with old drug-addicted friends and a ready supply of heroin in their house. What do we really think is going to happen? The answer should be obvious. Contestants fall back into old patterns and gain much of the weight back because they're set up to fail. They are put through an unsustainable life at breakneck pace and then dropped right back into the life scenario that got them unhealthy to begin with. On a smaller scale, millions and millions of people do this to themselves every single day. You'll hear things like, "I'm trying this new 10-day cleanse, only lemon juice for me. Oh look, I lost 10 pounds, all of which was water weight, by the way." Or, "I'm just trying to lose 20 pounds before my wedding or my vacation," fill in the blank. "To the treadmill and only chicken and broccoli." Or maybe, "I'm on a detox to flush out my toxins for this 30-day challenge." Admit it, you've probably said one of those sentences I just mentioned or something like it at some point in your life. Heck, you might be on a diet or a cleanse as you hear this right now. Even if you lose 100 or more pounds due to a series of extreme changes in your life, congrats, by the way, you'll always go back to normal if the changes aren't permanent, just like the show, which means you'll then have to begin the roller coaster boom and bust cycle all over again. Most health and fitness companies know this and expect you to consistently buy into their service, their product, or their latest and greatest solution. They need you to need them forever so that they can get paid and create the next Get Fit Quick product. Ultimately, if you're somebody who has struggled to lose weight over a long period of time or has lost weight and seen it all creep back, you need to change your mindset right now. Imagine you are on the show The Biggest Loser. If you want to change, you have to accept that you can't go home again. The old you is dead. You cannot go back to the way you used to live, ever. The old you got you where you are now. If you want to go somewhere new, you need a new you. A new way of living. Your normal has to change, or you are doomed. And that is an amazing thing that you will come to love. You just listened to the post titled, "Why the Biggest Loser is Turning Us into Losers," by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So now you probably know what I ended up saying to my patients who wanted to recreate The Biggest Loser when I was trying to educate them about lifestyle. The reason I said, this is probably not a good idea is because of the very reason Steve just mentioned. The game show, which is really what it is a very controlled environment. You don't have all of the responsibilities of normal life when you're on the game show. You get to work out 7 hours a day and burn 8,000 to 9,000 calories. You get catered meals. You have a huge financial incentive to stay on track. And unfortunately for most of us, our life is not a game show. We have to find ways to motivate ourselves without a huge financial gain if we meet our goals. And so I ended up asking my patients, what does The Biggest Loser teach us? And they responded with, well, anybody can do it. It's showing us that anybody can lose the weight if they really try. And then I said, really? So I asked them, how many of you can exercise for 8 hours a day? How many of you have meals catered for you every day? Of course, zero raised their hands. And so I said, what I'm trying to teach you is something different, something more sustainable. I'm trying to create habits with you so that once the weight comes off, it stays off. Luckily, that was enough to convince them. All right, that'll do it for the Monday and Labor Day, if you're in the US episode. I hope you have a great start to your week and you're enjoying your holiday weekend. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.